الله الله يا ربي يا الله، الله يا ربي يا الله.
لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله.
You are listening to season 10 episode 8.
محمد رسول الله.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to We Here and We Obey Ladies Only حلقة 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi series. Insha'Allah, we are hoping to look into Hadith number 6 in today's episode, sisters. Today's Hadith is narrated on the authority of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that which is lawful is clear, and that which is unlawful is clear. And between the two of them are doubtful matters, about which many people do not know. Thus, he who avoids doubtful matters clears himself in regard to his religion and his honor. But he who falls into doubtful matters eventually falls into that which is unlawful, like the shepherd who pastures around a sanctuary, all but grazing therein. Truly, every king has a sanctuary, and truly Allah's sanctuary is his prohibitions. Truly, in the body there is a morsel of flesh, which, if it be whole, all the body is whole, and which, if it is diseased, all of the body is diseased. Truly, it is the heart. This hadith, sisters, is recorded in both Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. So, if you can read through this hadith, my dear sisters, you will find that this hadith indicates that all matters are one of three types, which are mainly halal, haram, and doubtful. Don't think only about food when I say halal or haram, sisters. It's very common that we talk these terms very often and take them seriously only with regard to food that we eat. It's not correct, sisters. These terms should be given their due weight and due right in all matters of our lives. We have discussed this in detail in our previous podcasts. Still, it's worth reminding myself first and then you all that Islam is a deen. Islam is a way of life. So, it includes all the religious matters, worldly matters, and all of our day-to-day dealing, sisters. With that little reminder, let's move into today's hadith, sisters. As I said earlier, sisters, our acts, majority of them, fall into one of the first two categories. Either they are evidently lawful or unlawful. Only a minority number of acts fall into the third category, that which is doubtful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith that the halal is clear. We should understand the term halal. Halal means the things that are permissible or the things that are allowed for us. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established to be permissible in a text, whether it is in the Quran or whether it is in the Sunnah, then it is the clear halal. The halal is that in which there is no sin in doing it. And also, there is no sin in not doing it. But if a person intends to increase his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator, by doing it, then he or she will be rewarded for this intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in surah number 5, verse number 5, أَلْيَوْمَ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. This day, all good foods have been made lawful. The halal is clear, sisters. It is what is clearly allowed, and there is no doubts about it. We discussed this topic briefly in our last podcast. We said there, with regards to religious matters, the things which are halal or things which are allowed are few. And with regards to worldly matters, haram or things which are prohibited are few, and all the other things are allowed or halal. Let me give you some examples, sisters. Eating any kind of food that is not made haram is halal. Earning money which does not involve any haram means, like involved with interest, is halal. Having wealth that is earned through allowed means is halal. playing some games which are not prohibited are halal. Women wearing clothes that comply with the Islamic dress code are halal. I hope that you understand, sisters. Now let's move on to the next statement of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the haram is clear. What is haram? Things which are not permissible or not allowed. In other words, a person will be punished if he or she is engaged in anything that is haram. On the other hand, if a person abstains from that which is haram, he or she will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that person wanted to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wanted to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reward that person. The clear haram is whatever is clearly established in the Islamic sources, the Quran and the Sunnah. Let's see some of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for us in the glorious Quran. In chapter number 2, verse number 173, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا عُحِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayah says, He has only forbidden you to eat carrion, that is dead meat, blood, swine, and what is slaughtered in the name of any other God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, sisters, if you refer your mushaf in surah number 4, verse number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists all those who are prohibited for you in marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that ayah, prohibited to you for marriage are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your father's sisters. The list goes on. So the clear haram is what is clearly prohibited in the text, sisters. And everybody knows that it is prohibited. There is no difference in opinion. Drugs, alcohol, oppression, stealing, backbiting, slandering, gossiping, lying, killing, all are haram, sisters. Haram also includes the evil lusts and desires, that which is apparent and that which is hidden. Introducing matters in the religion is haram, and we have discussed this one in detail in our last podcast. We should understand, sisters, every matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associated with the punishment or a threat is also included amongst the clear haram. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding the doubtful matters. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between the two of them are doubtful matters, and most people do not know them. This hadith is actually a means of blocking people from going closer to that are harmful, which will ultimately end up in haram, sisters. This implies that you should block any action which might lead to haram. Look how concise his speech sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he did not stop there by making statements. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an example so that we can understand the text very clearly, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the example of a person who has a flock, and the flock is going towards some land that is off limits, sisters. That person keeps getting closer and closer to that land. Eventually the sheep are going to stray into the prohibited property. It's going to eat the pasture in that prohibited land, subhanallah. You all know what are the consequences will be if that shepherd led the sheep into the sanctuary which belonged to a king. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, truly every king has a sanctuary, and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sanctuary is his prohibitions. Just as a king has a sanctuary which the shepherds must keep their sheep away from, so too has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his sanctuary, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified certain things as forbidden for his slaves. We should avoid going nearer to them, subhanallah. A shepherd is responsible for his flock. The flock will always run behind all greeneries, O pastures, sisters. We are like shepherds of our hearts. When our hearts incline towards things that are not halal, that are not permissible, we should take the responsibility of controlling them. The third category is where the person has some doubt about something and he has no idea if it is permissible or forbidden, as both are possible and there is no overwhelming evidence for either conclusion. In this case, it is better for the person to avoid the matter completely. This is based on the action of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who, when he found a dead, he said, "If I did not fear that it was from what has been given in charity, I would have eaten it." Meaning, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not allowed to eat the charity or sadaqah, but he can accept gifts. So when he found the dead, he was not sure whether it is from the charity or gift. Hence, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam abstained from eating that dead. The hadith continues, sisters. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Thus, he who avoids doubtful matters clears himself in regard to his religion and his honor." So avoiding doubtful matters clears a person's religion and one's honor, subhanallah. Of course, it's apparent that when we stay away from haram or stay away from those lead to haram, we protect our deen, we protect our religion. Being away from those which are doubtful, we preserve our religion, subhanallah. We are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our iman increases. We are even rewarded for those acts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are safe in both the worlds, alhamdulillah. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Whoever stay away from those doubtful matters clears himself in regard to the deen." Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Whoever stay away from those doubtful matters clears himself in regard to his honor." We know that when we do things that are doubtful, our families, our friends and those around them start to talk ill about us. Of course, I know many of you would say, "I don't mind about what others say about me." But if we go through the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give a chance for those people to have ill thought about him. Subhanallah, he did not give a chance for those people to have evil thought due to mere doubts. Let me narrate a story. Once Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the masjid in itikaf. The wives of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam were with him too. Then they departed, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Safiya radiyallahu anha, "Don't hurry up, for I shall accompany you." So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to drop Safiya radiyallahu anha at her house. When Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out, two Ansari men met him and they looked at Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and passed by. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "Come here. She is my wife, Safiya bint Huyay." So they replied, "Subhanallah, Ya Rasulullah." Meaning, how dare we think of evil, O Rasulullah? We never expect anything bad from you. That's what they wanted to reply. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shaitan circulates in the human being as blood circulates in the body. And I was afraid lest Shaitan might insert an evil thought in your minds." From this hadith, we learn that the dignity of each and every Muslim is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in surah number 17, verse number 70, وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we have certainly honored the children of Adam and carried them on the land and the sea and provided for them of the good things and preferred them over much of what we have created with definite preference. Now let's move on to the last part. The last part of the hadith, which is the most important part, sisters. It talks about the driving force that direct us to halal or haram or to doubtful matters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about the morsel of flesh. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we all have a morsel of flesh in our bodies. If it is good, our whole body is good. And if it is not, then our whole body is spoiled. This hadith outlines a whole process of strengthening and purifying our hearts on the path of Allah. Being alert to the halal and haram and avoiding the doubtfuls. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The faith of a servant is not upright until his heart is upright, and his heart is not upright until his tongue is upright. A man will not enter paradise if his neighbor is not secure from his evil. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is laying out the path to purify and strengthen the hearts, which leads to the completion of one's faith. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, we learn from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one of his frequently said du'as is that Allahumma musarrif al-qulubi, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Meaning, O Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn our hearts to your obedience. In another narration, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O changer of the hearts, strengthen my heart upon your religion. So this morsel of flesh should be cleansed, sisters. We must keep on doing tazkiyat al-nafs, cleaning our inner self, cleaning our hearts. How do we do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in surah number 87, verses number 14 and 15, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself and mentions the name of his Lord and prays. Remember, we spoke about establishing salah before? When we do that, it protects us from evil. So let's keep on cleaning our hearts so that we will be saved from all evils. It will help us to stay away from those that are prohibited and those that are doubtful. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's session, sisters. Inshallah, hoping to meet you all next week with another hadith. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.